Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Okay, so get this. Ever feel like there's just more to astrology than like your basic sun sign?
Oh, absolutely.
Because same. Today, we're going deep on something pretty cool, astrology houses.
Okay, yeah.
I've been reading this article called Astrology 101, What the Heck is a House and Why Does It Matter?
That's a good one.
And it's seriously blowing my mind. We're talking way beyond just knowing you're a Libra or a Capricorn. This is like next level stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking it a step further. You know, everyone knows their sun sign.
Right.
But they don't realize that the house it falls into really adds a whole new layer of complexity and depth.
It's true. I feel like most people, myself included, for a long time, it's like, oh, I'm this sign. And that's it.
Right, exactly.
End of story. But this house thing, it's like, hold on, there's a whole other piece of the puzzle here.
Totally, yeah. Think of it this way. The zodiac signs are like the what of your personality and potential.
Okay.
Right? It's like, what are your basic building blocks? But the houses are where they're like the specific areas of life where those energies actually play out.
Okay, so I'm picturing it like a map, right?
Yes. That's a great way to think about it.
Instead of continents and countries, it's like career or relationships or like home and family.
Exactly. Like different landscapes.
And each of those is like a house on my personal map.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are 12 of them.
12 houses. Okay.
And each house governs a very specific domain of life.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, the 7th house is all about partnerships and relationships, one-on-one connections.
Uh-huh.
The 10th house is your career, public image, how you're perceived in the world.
Got it.
The 4th house is all about home and family, your roots, where you come from, and so on. And so wherever your sun sign falls within those 12 houses adds a completely different dimension to how your sun sign expresses itself.
Whoa. So, I mean, help me out here. Give me an example. Let's say my sun sign is, I don't know, Aries, and it falls in the 7th house of partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what might that look like in a person?
Okay, so if your sun sign is Aries, the ram, very fiery energy, very independent, assertive. Having that in the 7th house of partnerships means you might find that you approach relationships with a lot of passion and energy.
Mm-hmm.
You might be drawn to partners who are also very independent and assertive, maybe even a bit of a challenge, someone who can keep you on your toes.
Makes sense.
There's a real drive for equality and mutual respect in those partnerships.
Wow, that's super specific.
Well, it's just one example.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. And, you know, other aspects of your chart add further nuance.
Yeah.
But it gives you a flavor.
So, okay. Why should someone care about this?
Hmm.
Like, I'm starting to get why this is cool, but how can this knowledge be applied in a practical way?
Okay, so imagine this. You're feeling a bit lost in your career, right?
Yeah.
You don't really know what direction to take.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've been in a job that you just don't feel is really right for you.
Yeah. Well, by understanding your 10th house and what planets are there, you can get clues about your natural talents and your aspirations.
So, like, instead of just kind of stumbling around in the dark, this personalized guidebook to figure out, okay, what are my strengths here and what are the potential challenges?
That's it. Yeah.
I dig it. This is starting to feel less like fortune telling
right.
and more like, well, self-discovery.
It's not about this will happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like this is an area you might naturally gravitate towards or struggle with.
Yeah, totally. I love that.
And then you can make more conscious choices.
Oh, interesting.
So let's say, for instance, you find that Saturn, the planet of challenges and lessons, is currently transiting your 10th house of career.
Okay.
This could mean it's a time where you need to work hard and be disciplined to get where you want to go.
So it's not like give up, it's going to be impossible?
No, no, no. It's like a cosmic nudge to persevere, maybe refine your skills, maybe try a new approach. Fascinating. I have a question, though.
Hmm.
I mean, there's 12 houses. And then all the signs and all these planets.
Right.
It seems like there could be so many different combinations and interpretations.
Absolutely.
What happens when people have like conflicting placements in their chart? Like, how do you make sense of that?
Well, that's the art of astrology.
Oh, interesting.
It's taking all these different elements and weaving them together into a cohesive story.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah, exactly. Each piece, the sun sign, the houses, the planets, all those things contributes to a bigger picture.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, for example, someone might have a very independent sun sign,
yeah,
like a Sagittarius,
mm-hmm.
but it falls in their fourth house of home and family.
Okay.
This might create a kind of an inner tension.
Oh, interesting.
Between, you know, craving freedom and travel
yeah.
and really meeting that sense of roots and connection.
Wow. So it's not even that those placements are good or bad.
No, not at all.
It's about understanding how they like work together and shape our experiences.
Precisely.
I'm so glad we did this deep dive.
Me too.
My mind is blown.
Astrology is endlessly fascinating.
It really is. So as we wrap up, what's one final thought you'd like to leave the listener with about houses or their birth chart, really?
I'd say this. Think of your birth chart, especially those houses.
Okay.
As a roadmap, not a rule book.
Oh, I love that.
It's about understanding your natural tendencies and inclinations and then making conscious choices.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fated to, you know, become a certain thing or have certain experiences.
Right.
But as you learn more about your astrological makeup,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of start to work with these energies to create the life that you truly want.
That is inspiring. That's like a perfect way to end this.
I think so.
It feels like this is just the beginning, though.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so much more to learn.
Yeah. It's a lifelong journey.
Not just about houses, but all the fascinating parts of astrology. Until our next deep dive.
Okay.
Happy exploring.
Have fun. Bye. Mm.